You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, viene gol! A gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lamu! Oh, oh!
The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, è destro, vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. I love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
It works! It's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to pop an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
It's a fact. There are a lot of sports out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we endeavour to introduce you to a new sport every once in a while. Sport, sport, sport.
Somebody just
waved an electric toothbrush at me. I'm not naming names, but that happened.
It does. There's things that happen around the offices.
There's probably a sport behind that somewhere. Now we've got a fill in today because the BFM community is
Kia ora.
So strong.
Hi.
Sam Smith is like, oh, you guys going to talk about the Commonwealth Games at all? Yes, we are, and he's put his hand up to talk sports with us.
I know. I just happen to be around, and here I am.
I mean, the biggest thing happening at the moment probably is the Commonwealth Games. Well, to us anyway. Here,
wow,
in
lots of cycling at the Commonwealth Games.
Lots of cycling. Like there seems to be a cycling event for everything.
This is a great segue, guys. I'm glad you guys have just done this little cycling.
Should we come back to the only thing they don't have?
No, we
games.
Should start with the weird sport and come back with
I'm surprised
the
they don't have
games.
Unicycling. That's the only thing they don't have, really.
I'm surprised they don't have cycle ball.
Or penny farthings.
Or skid championships.
Or the sport cycle ball that we're going to talk about.
Or, gents. As it's known, rad ball. Is that right?
That's true. I've just gone to the... Now, cycle ball, for anybody, the uninitiated, is basically... It looks like it takes place on a basketball court. And the bikes are very rad looking. They're like the old sort of banana seat bikes. And there, you cruise around on your bike, and the front wheel hits the ball like
upturned handlebars as well.
Oh, the handlebars are
it's kinda like
real. They're like monkey
yeah.
bars.
Kind it's kind of like ones. Soccer with the front wheel of your bike.
Cycle ball, also known as rad ball from the German translation, is a sport similar to association's football played on bicycles. Two people on each team ride fixed gear bicycle with no brakes or free wheel.
No brakes.
The ball is controlled by the bike and the head, except when defending the goal. It was invented in 1893. And I've just gone and watched a little bit
it's
on YouTube,
and
it's
pretty
on.
Intense. Yeah, I take it you're not allowed to use your legs.
To recycle.
Couple high fives going down there when they score. That's pretty cool.
Just like how it's called rad ball, it looks quite awkward. I tell you what, the people are taking it seriously though.
It looks like it's popular in the European countries. Austria, Belgium, the Czech Republic seem to be quite strong at it. Denmark, France, Germany, Japan, and Russia.
I do like a sport that encourages pulled up socks as well. Like, especially, in this case, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you're pedaling your bike at full speed.
They're doing front wheelies, they're doing back wheelies.
Do you think you have illegal tackles where you barge into them?
I'm watching a bit here, Sam, and I'm hoping for something violent to happen. He's just gone into the goal.
Into the goal, yep.
Shit, the bikes look fucking serious, though.
Now, the crowd are getting into it, you know. They're really loving it.
They love cycle ball, mate. Don't worry about that. It's no cycle ball at the Commonwealth Games.
No, that's unfortunate.
What sports, is there any difference? Obviously, I'm just laying questions at you now because I want to know stuff, and I could probably just Google it, but I like talking to humans. What are there any sports in the Commonwealth Games that aren't in the Olympics or vice versa?
Squash is definitely one.
Is in the Commonwealth Games but not in the Olympics.
Not in the Olympics, yep. And we did quite well at squash. We won a gold medal the other day.
So that's conspiracies that we're getting at?
They try and get... Every time they have a new round of sports wanting to get in the Olympics, squash always seems to be one of those sports, but they never end up getting in for some reason.
I guess
it's not really played by many countries, or if it is, it's really just, you know, we'll go down and have a casual game after work. You know?
I can never get it. I can never get the ball to that optimum temperature of you having a good time.
Yeah.
It's always just a bit awkward, and it seems a bit sneaky how you can kind of stand in the way of old mate trying to hit the ball.
Another one, lawn bowls. That's at the Commonwealth Games, not at the Olympics.
We
do well at lawn bowls as well.
My partner's grandmother has a gold medal at lawn bowls.
Fun fact, the Cook Islands won their first ever Commonwealth Games medal the other day in lawn bowls.
Ah.
Yeah, a couple of teenagers.
Let the record show that Sarah Thompson's clapping.
Yep.
She approves this segment.
Yep.
I think my cousin went to the Commonwealth Games.
Sarah's got a cousin that's been to the Commonwealth Games as well.
Squash.
Oh, there you go.
She'll be bummed out about the Olympics.
He?
Okay, great.
He got it.
Aww. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
She's giving away mugs.
I've just received a Viceland cup. That's what I've always wanted.
That's what Viceland wanted.
Best DJ ever. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Sam, you've just recently written an article.
I did, for the Wireless RNZ, so the wireless.co.nz, just about the Commonwealth Games and whether it's significant or important anymore or not. And I
probably for the people doing it, yeah.
For the sports and for the athlete, obviously. But yeah. I was like, it's not really relevant anymore. I mean, it's kind of a legacy of the Commonwealth and monarchy and the Queen had rule over all these countries. And now it's kind of like, well, that's, you know, a relic of the past kind of thing.
Do you explore the idea that it might have just been a tool to encourage patriotism?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Within the Commonwealth countries? I feel good when New Zealand won a gold medal. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And you'll get like breaking news banners across the New Zealand Herald website in between breaking news banners of Mike Hosking crashing his car.
But you can label anything as bullshit, right? Yeah. Everything's a vehicle to make money at the end of the day. People sponsor this thing. That's why it's a thing. Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves.
Have you seen any of the
coverage? New Zealanders have won? How many have we won all sorts of medals? Are we kicking ass at all?
Yeah, well, we've won quite a few so far.
I saw there's a young sort of Tongan New Zealand fellow that
won a gold medal in weightlifting.
Rad.
Yeah, big guy. And then we had a transgender woman also was competing in the weightlifting in the women's division, and she unfortunately ended up hitting her arm, and she had to pull out. But she was on the way to winning a gold medal.
Right. So, does the Commonwealth Games handle transgender a lot better than the Olympics? Or?
She was allowed to compete in the women's, and it caused a lot of controversy. A lot of people were like, "No, she shouldn't."
I prefer
be doing
it when it said controversy.
Controversy. But that was unfortunate because her career is now over. She can't. She won't be competing again. Full stop.
That is a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe she could take up cycle ball.
Maybe.
Is there any hint of a cycle ball tournament maybe coming in New Zealand at all? Anybody out there in the cycle ball community? Maybe it looks strong in America.
Do any of the listeners, are they involved in the sport? Anyone? What do you think?
New Zealand has four boxes through to the semi-finals. I've just got a text in.
That's good. Yeah, well, the thing about the boxing, I was watching some boxing last night. Usually they have like the headgear on.
Yeah, they're letting it slide.
They didn't have headgear on this time. And
some
I was
of
like,
the best boxing matches that I've ever seen are usually like Olympic or because it's just less, the hype isn't there and Don King's not around kind of thing. You know what I mean?
And they're just in their blue and red tracksuits and
it's so vintage. It is. That
like,
colour scheme is
it's
great.
It's like being in the local club on a Friday night.
It's like playing Spaceys.
Yeah.
There's quite a few sports, to be fair.
But our netballers are doing pretty shit. They lost again to England. They lost to Malawi the other day.
What?
Aren't we top three?
England, well, Jamaica?
We've been doing quite shit in netball recently.
Son of a...
So maybe it's time to give it up, maybe.
Whoa.
Ooh, just dropping the controversy. Yeah. See, one sport I've always thought New Zealand would be good at would be handball.
Right. You know, because I played that a lot at school.
Oh, no, not that handball. You know, when they throw the ball, it's like soccer, but with a ball and you pick it up and you biff it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's massively popular in Europe.
Do you know what's weird? I know all about cycle ball, but I don't know about handball.
YouTube handball. It's a great sport. Like, it's played at the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
European countries are very good at it.
Oh, anything Olympic level, we should be learning to play.
I mean, we have a team, apparently, but they don't get any funding or anything. But that would be a really good sport, I reckon, instead of netball, which I'm not a huge fan of.
How long do the Commonwealth Games go for?
I think it's on for another week or so. Yeah.
Okay.
The coverage has been appalling.
I've been watching the old thing.
TVNZ.
Do you know what's funny? I was watching something and it was like this. I think it was a woman. It was women's clean and jerk weightlifting.
Yeah.
And it was like this lady had one last lift to do. She got it on her chest. She's about to do the thing, and they cut away to the ads. What's going on?
They have ad breaks in the middle of events, and then
they don't come back to it. It's like, okay, like I just left sort of in the lift.
A swimmer, Sophie Pesco, who's a swimmer, won a gold medal.
Terrible.
And they were like on some other event when her event was happening.
Yeah.
And then we got like delayed highlights.
Oh, great. We've never been good at that, have we?
Oh, well.
There's always the next Commonwealth Games.
In 4 years, I think it's in Birmingham. Yeah.
Well, Birmingham. We've got a texter out there that doesn't understand transgender. That's. Oh, well. There's the internet.
You can always learn.
Hey, heaps of sports. Heaps of sports. Thanks so much for stepping in,
Pleasure.
Sam.
See you, man.
Appreciate it.
El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. ¡Vamos, Leo! La juega en corto. ¡El disparo de André!
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.
¡Gol de Andrés! El dios del fútbol acaba de bajar a Stamford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.